This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
All right, this is Big Bear Mark, and on the line I've got great Australian act, and I'll give you a little bit of a hint. They've been described as an electro fuse with a twist of house, a blend with galvanising slowed down beat. It is, of course, Ruben from Peking Duck. How you going, Ruben?
Hey, man. Pretty good. How's yourself?
Good. Now, you are one amazingly busy man at the moment, aren't you?
It's pretty chockers right now, yeah.
You're just about to release your new single next week, which is called Take Me Over. Now, yep. I had a good listen to this today, and I have to say, I really like this song. It's really, really cool. It's really good.
Oh, that's cool. You're a legend. Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited about it. We've been working on it for a bit, and especially in the last, 2 months, just, tightening all the loose nuts and bolts on this one and just really trying to make it big and beastly and massive and really, really, really awesome. So hopefully more than just you agree.
Yeah, now, obviously, you've collaborated on this one with a fellow Canberrian,
Ben. Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's definitely got a bit of a, because we have to say I did love High, your big hit, of course, from earlier in the year, which is still in the charts. Cool. I think it's been 20 weeks now, and High is still in the charts.
Yeah, I think it's still in the dance singles charts for some reason. That's crazy, man.
It's cool. Awesome. I mean, you've been around since what, 2012 or something like that, or a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Well, we put our first single out in 2011, and we first got, I suppose, production software in mid 2010, and then I think so we'd only been doing it for 6 months, and we jumped straight into a single and just started pumping them out, and
because
we're putting a lot more time into each single, but it's pretty exciting, man.
Yeah, now of course your partner in crime, of course, is Adam Hyde. What's Adam up to at the moment? Is he off doing interviews and stuff as well, or?
He's actually doing an interview right now as well.
Right now. You are very busy. And, of course, you came to, basically people started to get to know you. I suppose it was your bootleg remix of Passion Pit that you did. That would be probably the first thing I heard from you, that's for sure.
I think that was around mid-2012. We heard Take a Walk by Passion Pit. And being Passion Pit fans, we sort of had a biased sort of opinion about the song. A lot of people were like, oh, I either love it or hate it. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, damn, this is incredible. And then that afternoon, I was like, well, we'd seen the What's Her Not Boys had done a bootleg of Idea of Happiness by, it was the Major Lazer bootleg that did. And we saw the way that they were getting putting it up for free download and getting a lot of love from blogs. And we're like, oh, this is a great opportunity for us to, I guess, do a free download and do a bootleg remix, completely unofficial, just do a remix that we haven't asked for permission to do and just put it up on our SoundCloud for free download. And so we went ahead and did it. And I think, it was that evening, I just sort of jammed this, sort of French slowed down beat, and I called up Adam, I'm like, what do you reckon? And he goes, damn, all right, let's finish this tonight. And then,
do it.
And then, I went straight, we met at the studio, 2 hours later, and finished it, I think that, maybe, no, the next day we tweaked it and put it up the day after that. And so it was in the space of 2 days, it was all right, bang, bang.
Done.
And because we knew that it'd be useful to make it fresh, especially for blogs, because they love news type things and very fresh things. And and it was crazy. At the first day, we're like, oh yeah, this is we've got a bit of love from a couple of dudes. And then overnight, we went to sleep that night and woke up for our going to work in the cafe, as we did.
Yeah.
And, woke up and just sort of checked SoundCloud, and it had gone gangbusters. It was crazy, yeah. And that rush was enough to, I think we quit our cafe jobs a couple of weeks after that.
Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant. And, of course, you've done a lot of your own stuff since then. Of course, I actually like some of your earlier stuff, you know, the way you are and feels like. And one of the things I have to say with you guys, in the couple of videos I've seen of yours, you got this real whimsical feel. Do you have a lot of control over the videos that you do?
We actually work quite in depth with a Melbourne lad. His name is Jeff Johnson, and we've been with him, and his videographer name is Frank Meets Wolf. We've been working with him, I guess, since Feels Like. Feels Like was the first one, and
that was great with the Daggy Dancer.
Oh yeah, that was exactly like on point to what we were trying to achieve with that clip. Like it was, and just like sort of just not even what we were trying to achieve. What he saw is exactly what we wanted, without us even knowing. And so it just ended up being a really, really smooth process. And just that clip. I love watching it, just like...
I love watching it as well, especially when he gets the glitter out at the end. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's so perfect. Yeah, we've been quite inspired by a lot of those, I guess, like, slightly depressing but lovable clips.
Even in High, you know, the woodland creatures, they're great, but they have sort of almost a depressed feel about them as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and... You'll see, in like Rudimental, Alt J, and Disclosure's clips, that they've been inspiring us heaps to, I guess, try it.
And I'm looking forward to the clip. I saw a little bit on your Facebook page for the new single, for Take Me Over. And I'm looking forward to seeing the whole thing. I have to say, it looks great with astronauts and the lot.
Pretty excited to put it up, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, look, you're a bit of a festival junkie as well, aren't you? Because you've been playing heaps of festivals lately.
Man, more of a festival junkie than I am a coffee junkie.
Oh, that's saying something.
I'm literally like staring at the coffee machine right this second, thinking, can I do this interview and make a coffee at the same time?
Yeah, go for it. And because you're coming up, you've done things like the Falls Festival, Splendor in the Grass, Park Life, Sure Thing, Big Day Out, and you're coming up, you're doing Stereosonic coming up in November, December.
Mate, I don't think we could be excited for anything more than Stereosonic.
That's huge.
By the way, here's the interview exclusive, my coffee grinder. Oh, yeah, can you hear that?
Cool, I can hear that. I can appreciate that coming from Melbourne. It's like, we like a good coffee.
Mate, same here. so Stereo's going to be sick, to be honest. I'm really excited. We're going to throw a lot into the show.
Cool.
I guess like we did with Splendor, we went all out. I think we're going to try to do the same for our Stereo and make it as big and as awesome as possible.
And then for New Year's, you're down at Phillip Island for Beyond the Valley as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
That's going to be a big one. That's pretty exciting.
That is.
That party I've just been seeing, like, just gets like more and more and more like artists getting added to it like every day, it feels like. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I heard Phillip Island's going to, it's like got penguins on it, does it?
Yeah, it does. Fairy penguins. Yeah.
I feel, honestly, really bad for the penguins right now. But
well, it also has the...
hold back from rattling.
Well, they have the motorcycle Grand Prix down there as well, so they're used to it, I think.
Oh, they love...
They love the noise.
Yeah.
Is there any... Is there any acts at these festivals that you've sort of fanboyed to it at all? It's like, has there been an act or something you've gone, oh my God, it's so-and-so?
Oh, every festival, there's always people where it's like, sweet, this guy's approachable. Like, maybe this guy's approachable too. And we've ended up really, really tight with like lots of artists across doing these festivals like Ilian, the Fundamentals Boys and Kite String Tangle. And we're now like, there's always like... people where you still like freak out big time, like with Sam Smith was on pretty much just before us at Splendor, and he's, you know, hanging out at the back, and I was like, oh man, I couldn't bring myself to say hi to him because I'm just that whipped on his voice. I couldn't do it.
You got the nerves. It was like, no, I can't do it. Oh god,
I was like, this guy is semi god. So I'm not going to approach that.
Fair enough. So you're going to go and have a chat to Calvin Harris at Stereosonic?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because there's heaps of good acts at Stereosonic. I mean, Tiesto's there as well. And you've done stuff.
I feel like all the DJs are much more approachable because it's like,
yeah.
It's sort of like we've been brought up in the same world, and it's like I couldn't see Tiesto being unapproachable. I'll put it that way.
That's cool.
That awesome goofy smile he does. I already like. I can't wait to just crash his dressing room and spring up a couple of beers on him.
I'm sure he'd be more than happy to do that, mate. I'm sure he would.
You can tell. You can tell he'd be down.
Exactly. Look, mate, Ruben, it has been absolutely amazing talking to you today. We're going to play your new single, Take Me Over, right now. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yo, 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 yo. This is Rubes from Peking Duck, and you're listening to our new single, Take Me Over.
I wanna go outside, stimulation amplification. You need to stay behind and let me walk where the transit lights are. Tremors down my spine, felt it for the 100th time. When I'm trapped and I cannot fly, and you don't own me. Take me over, take me tonight. Dream no more and leave it all behind.
Being a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.